This program is brought to you by Fresh FM.
Radio by For and About the Top of the South. This is Fresh FM. That was Groovamata featuring Jessica Larrabee with the song Just for Thought. Before that, Cherie Waitoa with Kokupu. Right now in the studio, something just a little bit different. I've got an author joining us. Now, his name is David Briggs, and he's written a novel which is being launched tomorrow. Good afternoon, David. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much.
Very nice to see you, and nice of you to call in.
It was a great opportunity, thank you.
So, let me ask you for a start, you're now a published author.
I am, yeah.
How long has it taken you to become a published author from when you decided, I want to be an author?
Oh, well, I was about 16 when I decided I wanted to be an author, so it's taken about 50 years. But no, on this book, it's taken about 3 years to get it written and published.
Okay, so we may as well tell us, what is the book called, and a brief overview of what it's about.
Okay, it's called The Direction of Our Fear, and it's about a terrorist attack in the Wellington area, on the trains in Wellington. But it's actually about the people who become its potential victims. So it's about people trying to live their lives against the background of terrorism, go about their normal lives. And it's a sort of moral story of the sorts of normal people that get caught up in such things and ultimately might lose their lives.
Okay, it sounds pretty intense. Like, it could be quite a full-on topic to broach.
It's a suspense novel, but it's also a love story. It's a story about three very different people. And the terrorism is just the background. It's the sort of the drum beating in the background. But the story is really about the three people. And it's about how you have to face up to your sort of everyday challenges and fears, despite the fact that life goes on around you and brings you all sorts of, you know, rather unexpected and sometimes rather nasty surprises.
Yeah. Okay. Was it an easy novel to write?
Yes, it was easy in that the story came to me very clearly from the start. But I think the problem of writing any novel is getting the right words on the page in the right order and getting all the details right and getting the story to flow and to sort of tell itself naturally. And that's what takes the time.
Okay. Now, is that the sort of thing you get assistance with? And if so, when in the piece would you know?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's a very lonely business, is writing a novel. You do a lot of work in your study on your own without any assistance at all. I've got a very helpful wife who did a lot of the sort of encouragement and a lot of the guidance on what worked and what didn't. And then when you find a publisher, and especially if you get a good publisher like I've got, he spends a lot of time going through it in detail, giving suggestions, challenging you to, you know, is this really what you meant? Would it work if you did it differently? And so that's the process where you get the guidance and the help.
Okay, so this wonderful publisher you've got, who is he, and how did you end up
The publisher's Mike Smith. He runs a company called BMS Books Limited up in Rotorua. I found him on the internet just by searching, and I liked the look of him, if you see what I mean, because it was a small boutique publisher. And so I sent off my manuscript, and lo and behold, he liked it. He seemed to think there was something in there, and he came back, and it's been a sort of happy partnership since then.
That's fantastic. So is this isn't the first book or novel that you've written, is it? Is that right?
No. I had one very failed novel many years ago, which put me off for a while, I have to admit,
yeah.
like many writers. But then since then, I've written a couple which I've put on as e-books onto Amazon, one set in New Zealand, one set back in Europe. But it was the third one that I thought was ready for real publication, you know, in print, where people could hold it and keep it and go back to it and spend time reading it.
Okay. So where did the initial inspiration for this novel, The Direction of Our Fear, come from? Was it, you know?
It came from two things. It came from actually hearing about a disaster in Bangladesh when lots of people had got killed, and realising how little it sort of touched us here in New Zealand. It was a long way away. It was people we didn't know. And it got me wondering about why it is we care so much about even film stars and characters in books, but we don't care about those real people out there. And the other thing was being relatively close to the London train bombings, the London Underground bombings. They're on a line I used to go to work on. Right. It was not far from where I worked. And that was always a story in the background, sort of waiting to be used.
Yeah, right. Crazy. We live in crazy times.
We do indeed, and that, you know, and in a way, that's part of the message of the book is that you've got to learn to live in crazy times. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So you mentioned it's a bit of a lonely task being an author.
Mm.
Lots of time just with your text or running ideas. How does that work?
Well, I say it's lonely, and that's actually not true, because you spend a lot of time in the company of your characters, and they become your friends, you know? And that's something that makes writing a pleasure. You go and spend the day with your friends. But you do, at least I do, I find I have to do it alone in my study, with the door shut, you know, and lunch comes and goes, and you forget about it, because you have to really get involved in the story writing itself. But I think the satisfaction comes at the end of the day. You've created something. It's there. You've done something that you can be proud of. And it's more than that. It continues on to the next day. You know, it's you've done something today which is going to grow a bit more tomorrow. So that's the satisfaction.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, you know, spending time with these characters, them being like your friend.
Mm.
Do you go through a bit of a sense of loss then at the end when it's done?
That's a very good point. You do, yes. And ending the book is the hardest bit of all. And depending how the book ends, and of course I can't tell you that, that loss can be quite significant. And it's a nice sort of, in this book, when the story is about people, as it were, who are affected by a disaster. And that's the whole point of the book. It's especially sad when you get to the end, and as it were, you confront the very issue you started with. It's a sad loss.
Mm, okay, so you're originally from the UK?
Yes, originally from the UK. Yeah.
Now top of the South.
Yes. I emigrated about 9 years ago. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and very happy to be here.
Nice. Now, you mentioned that your wonderful publisher, BMS Wordsmiths, is based in Rotorua.
In Rotorua, that's right. Okay. Yes.
But you've got a book launch happening here.
Yes, in the JC Room in Founders Park tomorrow at 4:00. There is still room if people want to come along. It's free, and there'll be refreshments. So anyone who wants to come along and find out more about the book is very welcome.
It sounds very, very intriguing. And will you have copies for sale?
Copies will be for sale, yes, and I'm sure they will be. There will be a queue for them. So you know, get there early. That's the message.
Oh yeah. That sounds really good. Look, I've got to say, it sounds very intriguing. I've talked about it a couple of times on air today, and
thank you.
So yeah, definitely does. It'd be something worth checking out. So tomorrow night, the launch here in Founders Park.
And there will be a reading from the book at the launch as well. So that will be the real taster for anyone who wants to know what it's like.
Cool. So that's tomorrow night at 4:00.
4:00.
The JC Room in Founders Park.
That's right.
All right. Well, David Briggs, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than, you know, do come along, find out more. And for anyone who wants to get in touch, you can find me on the web at davidbriggs.co.nz.
Excellent. And your wonderful publisher has a website as well. I guess
that's
you just
right.
Search for BMS Wordsmiths.
That's it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very, very much for your time this afternoon, and good luck.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.